Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, and our subject is No Power Within. No Power Within. The scripture is 1 Samuel 4, 1 to 10, and 1 Samuel 2, 12 to 17. It's about Israel and the Philistines. They've always been enemies, and at this point a war started between them, between Israel and the Philistines. And Israel intended to overthrow the opposition of the Philistines, but failed. They lost the war, and 4,000 men killed on the spot. They were the aggressors, but were broken and beaten. They would have succeeded had they been right with God. This persecution for the war should have been repentance, and their preparation should have been to turn around from their evil ways and walk with God. So at this point, when they lost the war and lost 4,000 men, they were angry and upset with God for turning against them. And they say, "Why did the Lord defeat us?" And they angrily disputed against God, not knowing or not realizing that their sin was the reason for their failure. But now they decided to start again, try again, and this time they hope that they will win the war. And their solution was, "Let us fetch the ark of the Lord out of Shiloh," verse 3. So they thought if they take the ark, they would succeed and they would win the war. So they went to Shiloh, and Eli had no courage to stop them, but sent his ungodly sons, Hophni and Phinehas, along with it, what sinful hands, O bring the ark, and it will do wonders for us. They thought the Lord failed them. He did not succeed them in the war, but the ark will. So let's take the ark with us, and it will succeed us. What foolish hope. What stupid expectation. It was an external observance and an external ritual to pay to God, but with no heart repentance. They treated the ark as any other god or idol, like the heathens. They wanted the symbol of God with them, but not God himself. How sad that some of us do the same thing. We take God for a defense, but we are not right with God, so we should never expect to win when we are not right with God. The ark did not perform the plagues. The plagues took place before the ark came. The ark symbolized God, but God was not with them, and they paid sacred respect to the chest, the ark, but not to God. They wanted the shell without the kernel. That's what Matthew Henry said. They shouted and the earth shook. They were assured of their victory. Oh, how foolish when we think God is with us and God is going to succeed us, but he's not with us and we will not succeed without him. The ark will add nothing to their strength, as long as there was sin in the camp. They were foolishly assured of victory. Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, died in the battle, in 1 Samuel 2:34. Even though God was in their midst, but he has departed from them. They were on their own with no power. Shouts with no power. This is what some Christians do. They shout, they make noise, and they sing and they dance and they raise their hands. But there is no power within. Now, if we ask ourselves, why did they not have the power? We find out in Psalm 78 why. They kept not the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his ways. They turned back and dealt unfaithfully with God. They kept not his testimonies. The result was so that he forsook them in verse 60. He gave them up to their folly, to their enemies. He killed their priests, Hophni and Phinehas. And the sons of Hophni and Phinehas were the sons of Belial, meaning the sons of the devil. They knew not the Lord, in verse 12. Defiled the sacrifices of the Lord, Levi. Leviticus 7:34. All this was going on, and they're still pushing and forcing and trying to win the battle without the Lord. Their sin was very great in the Lord's eyes. In their failure, God hoped to reveal to them their folly in trusting in their own plans. There's no power for the believer's life apart from obedience to God. Their shouts were outward manifestation with no inward power. It was much easier to shout than to obey. It was easier to shout than to fight. It was easier to shout than to repent. It was easier to shout than to change. Easier than to honor God. Easier than to live devotedly to him. We fool ourselves when we think that God will bless us even though we're living in sin. We are foolish if we think that all our forsaking God will pay off at the time when we need him. Yeah, we sow negligence and we map defeat. We sow disobedience and we reap defeat. We sow prayerless life. We reap a prayerless life. One, are you living a life of shouting with no power? Of talking and talking loud about the Lord and your experience with him, but with no power? Don't expect God to stand up for you when you don't stand up for him. Are you living a life of no power? Question yourself, why? Why is it? So here they go. They take the ark with them, thinking the ark is going to save them from the war. It's going to save them from the battle. But it did not happen this way. They were beaten again, and Eli got killed, their prophet. And so we need to ask ourselves, are we living a life of shouting and talking and making out like we are in power when we don't have the power? We should never expect God to stand up for us when we don't stand up for Him in our real daily life. Are we living a life of no power? We should question why. May our life from within show forth from without, and may the power in our life come from our close relationship with God. Let's always make sure the lines between us and the Lord are open and our life is clean and righteous in His eyes. Amen.